With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
All right, this is what you want from us.
Mm-hmm.
This hour, you want two words.
No way!
That's all you want from us.
No way.
But if we're like, oh,
yeah,
oh, that's really interesting. That's a really good story. Oh my God, thank you for the call.
Yeah, then it's not.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you did good.
But you didn't do, no way!
That's the title of what we're doing right now.
No way.
Stories that are going to, like the back of our head, just blow mind, blow. I have a whole thing over here that I could do sound effects from, but it's more fun to just you and me just sit here and go, hey, no way. All right. So here's the first one.
These are great.
So this family, and I guess everybody does this. I don't do this. Do you take selfies before? You've never traveled.
No. Okay. Why you traveling?
Well, I'm just like, I've seen other people do it. Like, you take that selfie in the airport, like, just before the plane takes off.
Oh, the whole family together.
Yeah, just okay. Like, here we go. Oh, my God, on our way to Paris. Take the picture.
Okay.
So, a woman was taking a flight from the UK to Spain, and she was looking at her pictures afterward, and a man had photobombed them in the background of their little pre-flight selfie.
Yeah.
She was like, why does that guy look so familiar?
I know this guy.
This is so weird. So she started going through all of her photos, and this guy photobombed a selfie they had taken 2 years earlier in the same airport on a trip to Spain.
Yeah, same guy. 2 years.
Photobombs, same airport, like
same family.
It's not like he works there.
No,
he's just a dude who happened to travel on the same days and has a propensity towards photobombing.
He's a D. He's that guy.
He's a total D. What are the odds of getting photobombed twice in a 2 year period by the same guy?
No way.
No way. She goes, I know that face. So she went back, kept scrolling through other pictures, and finally found the dude.
It's not pot. Like,
yeah,
that,
no
if you
way.
Have a story of coincidence mm-hmm. of that magnitude,
yeah.
You're going to hear the words you want to hear.
No way.
No. What? If it's three words, if we put the F word in between, then you're going to get something.
No.
No
way.
We were just talking about this one. So there's a guy who died.
Oh, yeah, he died. He's dead. In fact, the family cremated the guy. The guy's cremated. They buried him. Done.
Ashes spread.
Yeah, this guy is done.
He's been dead for 4 years.
4 years. Cremated, buried, dead.
Then one day, he comes walking back into his village.
Lost my key.
In central China. And they're like, yeah, no, you look a lot like the guy who we burned his body. And like, there's ashes everywhere. It's really him.
It was him. He walks back into the village. Hi.
Apparently, 5 of his family members went to the funeral home to identify the body, and they thought it was him. Like, this is when you know your family sucks at life.
Yeah, they got it wrong.
I'm going to, like, if somebody asks me to ID your body, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to make sure it's actually you.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him. Burn him.
Close enough.
Yeah, just get him.
Just get to the burning part.
Torch that dude. That's Steve.
You think it was bad?
The family had spent thousands and thousands of dollars building this luxurious graveyard for him.
Oh.
With handrails, totems of dragons and phoenixes and 2 golden lions.
Dang.
So hoping he could live well in his afterlife.
It worked.
And then he comes walking back and he's like, oh, well, I'm here.
You spent all my money on what? Dragons? What?
Yeah, so they torched him. Like, get in here. This is nicer than our house, yeah, so you might as well live here from now on.
Thought we killed you 9 times.
So somebody you think is dead
comes bopping back into the village.
What other words are you going to think
no
of?
No way!
There's no other words.
Right?
Then there was a woman who was out, her and her dog, her and her friend and her dog are out walking around.
Yeah.
And then they hear like a...
Yeah, she turns around.
It's a mangy wolf.
It is. It's a very hungry, thin, angry wolf that stalked them.
And it kept stalking them for like 12 hours.
Yeah, 12 hours.
Now, the version of the story that Lil D printed for us is not the one that I had read.
Oh, okay.
Said that she, I think... After the fact, she's trying to claim some of this was intentional. I don't know that it's necessarily true. But so they're trying to get away from a mangy wolf.
Yeah,
with
hungry.
Her dog. And eventually, like I said, the story I read said she led them towards a bear.
Oh, in this story, no. She just heard this ruckus in the woods. And
she heard the big roars and the like the yelping and whatever. Regardless, she brought a mangy wolf to a bear fight.
She did. So Mama Bear was there with her cub and, of course, took on the wolf. And the wolf was, like, injured and took off running. So this bear came out of nowhere to rescue these humans from a wolf.
So her no-way story is, I was just trying to walk my dog and a bear saved my life from a wolf.
No way!
No way!
That's big.
A couple other ones we want to... We'll probably only have time for headlines here. An armored truck lost $20,000.
Yeah, the way we imagine it. Driving down the road, back doors fly open, bags of cash fall out. The car behind him drives over the bags of cash and poof!
Just cash in
yes.
the air.
So they grabbed all they could, but they left like 20 and a half grand
Do
behind.
You get busted.
I think you should get... I think you get
but it's free money flying in the air. I didn't see the armored truck. If there's money falling from the sky, I'm pulling over and getting it.
I am too. And then you can do whatever you want to me.
Well, that's a no way story.
No way.
Another mother, a hero mother, had to pry a mountain lion's jaws off her 5-year-old's head.
Pounced on her son and had her son's head in the jaws. So mom had to run over it. And she literally had to wrench, grab the jaws and pull open so she could pull her son out. So she got cut up. Kids cut up. It should be okay.
I would. I want to believe that I would do that. And yeah, I know I would. I would go in there. But it's like I don't think. How do you?
You would grab your BB gun and then run out there.
My BB gun, right? I'd run all the way home.
That's true.
Noah, don't let him eat you. I'm going home to get my BB gun. I'm going to pump it 10 times. You're going to be okay. No way.
Yeah, I know. No way, right?
Finally, if you need a quick way to make money, be this Chinese dude. He was having abdominal pain, and they went inside him and to figure out what was wrong. He's got 4 kidneys.
4 kidneys.
Last time I checked on the black market, you're getting about $50,000 a kidney.
Is that what it is?
And you can sell 3 of those.
Oh, my God.
You only need one. Yeah.
Nicely done.
No way. Hey, how many kidneys you got?
4. No way.
Exactly. All right. So we need you to blow our minds now. It can be coincidence. It can be like mind blowing. It can be weird and gross. We don't care. You just, at the end of the story, you're praying for 2 words.
No way.
No way. Liz?
Yay.
No way.
No way.
No way. So I was adopted. And when I was 15, a girl that I went to school with died. And I went to her funeral. And I found out when I met my biological mom at the age of 21, that I was at the same funeral as her.
Wait, what?
So she was at that funeral?
She was the girl who died's mother's best friend. And so she was standing at the casket with her when everybody was going by. And I was literally within an arm's reach away from her.
And neither of you knew?
You didn't know?
No clue.
Get out.
That's pretty impressive.
And then you met your mom later down the road.
And you just happened to be swapping funeral anecdotes?
Well, we were just kind of sharing stories, and she was telling me about this incident that happened, and it was a pretty tragic death, and there's no way that it would have been a coincidence to be somebody else. And then I also found out that I worked with my brother when I was 19, my biological brother, and I had a crush on him.
Ooh, no way.
Let's devote some time to that.
Oh, ew.
Get out. And you had no clue.
No clue. Our paths had crossed several times, actually. I used to bartend at a bar. It was a very old bar. I bartended there, and it turns out that my grandmother went there frequently.
So
and
it's
I
like,
probably served served her drinks.
It was like destiny kept spinning you guys close to each other without actually knowing it.
Yep.
Wow. Did you rekindle with your bro then, or how did that?
Easy with the incest, dude. This ain't Game of Thrones, son. Thank you for the call.
That's pretty, yeah.
Stephanie.
Yay.
No way.
So I bought my house about 4.5 years ago, and a coworker and I just a couple weeks ago were talking about the layout of our houses. She was like, "You're describing my old house," and asked me the builder. And then she asked me my address, and I told her. Come to find out, I actually bought her old house.
And then you started working together after that?
Yeah, 4.5 years later.
You bought like her childhood home?
No, not her childhood, just the house that she had owned prior.
Does she still have her growth chart on the wall there? Where
I'm almost tall enough to ride the big roller coaster.
I did give her some grief about some of the things I inherited, though.
But, I mean, what are the odds of you buying the house of somebody you're going to eventually end up working with?
Yeah.
That's pretty...
It's weird.
That is weird. Did you invite her over then?
I didn't, but I did get some junk mail the other day. It's actually her maiden name on the junk mail, but now that I know that it's her,
no
I sent her a picture, and I was like, I get enough junk mail of my own.
Stop your stupid junk mail! Thank you for the call, Stephanie.
Dang.
That's pretty,
that's not bad.
The odds of that happening. Cheryl?
Yep.
Yes! No way.
Yai. Okay, so I had two reconstructive hip surgeries, and the second one, they actually took my skeletal pelvis out of my body.
What?
Placed it on the table next to it so that they could just screw it back together and get the bone actually grafted together.
Holy.
They took your whole pelvis out.
So yeah, they just kind of, so they put me on an extra large table, and they cut open the left side of my body. And kind of slid it out so that just the half of it was kind of sticking out. So, you know, I have arthritis in my spine and hips now from it. But they kind of slid it out across the table so that way they could work on it better.
And you're awake. You were laying next to your own pelvis and you looked. You turned.
She was awake.
And you looked to your pelvis and went,
hey, pelvis.
Super, super glad that I was not awake because I could imagine the pain.
Holy. And so then.
Who even thinks of like, I don't know, man. It's really hard because, like, when you're trying to build a fence or whatever, sometimes you got to take things apart and put it back together.
Yeah.
But, like, some doctor's like, man, I'm not, this screwdriver's not fitting here. Just yank her pelvis out. Let me screw this bad boy back together.
I know, right? Just slide it out.
Slide.
And then slide it
right. I'm just picturing, you know, like those filing cabinets at the doctor's office that come out sideways. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where it's like, they pulled
What happened was because they had the bone that they were trying to fix, they originally put 7 screws in. It didn't take, so they, when they went back in, they actually had to remove bone from the other side, so bone marrow, so that they could put it on the broken side so that it would graft together. But in order to do that, they had to actually pull it out so they could reach the other side.
If they put your pelvis in backwards and your butt's forward and then your butt's behind, no.
Oh, this is confusing, but yeah, no, go with this.
Wow, right? That'd be... You'd be walking, never mind.
You'd have front butt for sure.
Yes, you would.
That is
How's
your front butt?
Okay. Right. Actually.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're a trooper, Cheryl. That's...
Hannah?
Yay.
No way.
Yay. So my grandma had been having dreams about this portrait that she had when she was a kid. And it had happened over a few months. And so when she went out to go visit her brother, she had mentioned it and he goes, "Oh, I still have this portrait downstairs in the basement." And so they went to go find it. And when they opened up, it was like one of those old fashioned portraits. So when they opened it up, they found adoption papers for both of them on the back of the picture frame.
Wait.
She was dreaming. She didn't know those papers were there.
No, had no idea.
But something like she was dreaming about it. He happened to have held on to it. And the clue to who she was on that picture.
Yeah, both of them were adopted.
And they had no clue until they...
No clue.
Why was she... Where was this dream coming from?
Wow.
I have no idea.
That's actually kind of mind-blowing. I'm giving you one. No way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, so what did she do with that information? Did she find her bio? Probably not, because she was too old.
She was about 80 when she found the papers, and they drove up to the place in Nebraska where her birth certificate was listed, and she found probably eight or so half-sisters that she had, and she missed her biological mom by about 2 years.
Wait, so then she just re-entered her old family and kind of ditched out on you guys then. It's like, peace! I belong with these people.
She's 80. I'm not sure she's got a peace out in her, necessarily.
Right?
Wow. The dream part of it is really freaking me out.
And they kept the portrait all that time. And
that's weird. Wow. Thank you for the call, Hannah. You didn't know where.
No, that was not too bad, though.
I mean, but it's going to take a lot to get your head to fall off. Yeah. Al.
Yay.
No way.
No way.
No, you're not going to believe this. I was in labor for 3 months, but never was pregnant.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You were in labor?
What?
Like Braxton Hicks, like kind of like your...
No, like actual labor. What happened was I all of a sudden hemorrhaged. It was gross. But it turns out I grew a tumor in my abdomen that was 11 centimeters, so the size of a grapefruit, that grew its own artery. My body thought I was pregnant. So I was 90% effaced, 9 centimeters dilated, and my body was trying to give birth to the tumor. So I was having contractions every 5 minutes from August 3rd until my surgery November 27th.
Your body was fooled into thinking, wow.
And I'm
my God.
So I'm like, what?
So did you not drink alcohol the whole time?
I can't eat sushi. It's bad for my...
No sandwiches for me.
What?
So they took it out and then did you name it or anything? Or how does it... Okay.
No, they took it out. I made the surgeon take pictures of it so that I have it. So when I'm having a bad day, I'm like, okay, it's not that bad. But yeah, it was crazy. I literally, every 5 minutes, contractions.
Painful.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So, I mean, most women go through labor for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
You were in labor for 3 months and got nothing to show for it.
Nothing to show for it. They couldn't do anything because until my iron levels went up. So I had to wait till November 27th for the surgery.
Holy
shit. And like she's talking about efface and stuff. Like her junk was ready. Like her body became ready to have a baby come out. Like
you lactating too and all that. And.
No, none of that happened. Oh. None of that happened. Just those pains were no joke.
Holy. Okay.
No way.
No way.
That is wow.
Every time it tried to push it out, it started ripping the artery, so I would bleed out.
Okay.
It was awful.
Yeah, that's not.
All right.
I know.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah.
Sarah?
Yay.
No way.
No way.
Okay, so my aunt was switched at birth and grew up with the wrong family her entire life.
For real?
Yeah.
How did she find out?
Her dad was pretty sick and on his deathbed, like, in the mid-90s. And so he goes to his wife and says, hey, something's not right. I've always wondered. I think we should do some testing. And so they, you know, got paternity tests done, and she was neither kid. Like, none of their kids.
Oh my gosh.
Why did he wait till his deathbed to check to see if his daughter was really his daughter?
I don't know. I guess he trusted his wife and loved her. I don't know.
Oh, so she, wait now.
But it wasn't either of their kids, so she was full on switched at birth.
Yeah. So they go back to the hospital, which at the time in the 50s was like a little house in this small town in Wyoming. And there was only two kids born. A white kid who went home with the Mexican lady. The Mexican girl who went home with the white family.
And
how would you not notice that was not your kid? But
that's it's like wow. Yeah.
I try not to see race.
Oh, Steve.
So I can see
okay.
I don't see colors.
No, I get it.
I go, who's what baby's better looking?
So they tracked down this family and said, "Hey, I'm your daughter."
Yeah. So she found her birth mother, who was a single mother. You know, she wasn't married to the man. It was kind of an oops thing. And she has a relationship with her. And her family was kind of jerks to her, like the family she grew up with. Like, she has one sister that was nice to her, but her other siblings, like, sold her out to, like, National Enquirer. And, like, I have it was, like, on the Reba McEntire magazine back from the 90s that has, like, the picture they had sent on their Christmas card that year. Like, her siblings sold her out, which is kind of rude. So she doesn't really have much of a relationship with the siblings, but she did with the parents. I think they've passed now.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
That is,
I remember when I was in college, they, that was at the Supreme Court. And so a friend in law school was talking about it. I'm like, oh, hey, I know about that.
They over,
it's in my family.
Yeah, like back allowances, everything. Back and Christmas presents.
Absolutely. And, you owe me, you don't even get it. Esta?
Hi, yay.
Yay. No way.
My grandmother fell into the grave.
What was it? What was that?
Your grandma fell into the grave.
My grandmother fell into the grave. My grandmother passed away last year.
Okay.
And so we were all there. Had a beautiful service. Everything was great. We went to the grave site, and the pallbearers were putting her on the trestle thingy so that will lower them into the grave.
Yeah.
And it collapsed.
No, everything went crashing into the hole.
Well,
yep. And she almost took two pallbearers with her.
It's not like you can. She's already dead, dude.
Whoa. Right. So,
yeah. Is nothing worse well, can happen to Nana at that point.
That's a good point.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.